Blog Talk Radio.
Between the Ropes Radio. Let's take this between the ropes. The best podcast, I'm here letting you know. Tyron Ashbury here to take it over. Let the man speak as he here, the break is over. We in the culture for all the news in incredible style. No other podcast explaining it now. This is the show of the dreams, information for all. We here to speak the truth for you, you know I'm winning, y'all. Go between the ropes, nothing else will come close. The number one radio show, this what we know. The direction I'm going in, picking this, picking that, trying to be all that. And you know what? It's all that tonight on Between the Ropes Radio, Royal Rumble, Sunday night, January 27th, 2019. I'm your boy, Ty Ashbury, WWE, Royal Rumble 2019 tonight. And it's a huge return. I feel like I haven't talked to this lady in so long. My live guest, my friend, my girl, my pay-per-view, pick show co-host. She's going to deliver, as always. Miss Destiny is back. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ty, how are you?
What's up, girlfriend?
Well, the pre-show's on, and your show started just in time, so I didn't miss Bobby Roode, because I could not miss Bobby Roode.
You know, Jackie Figure. I mean, we haven't been on the show in a while, and then of course there's Bobby Roode again. But I know he's your boy, so for you, oh yeah, pre-show's at 6:30. Okay, all right. So yeah, we're good.
No, pre-show started at 5.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm about to cry. I feel love because you're taking time out of seeing Bobby Roode to do the show with me. You know,
I would have been. Oh, no, his match ended prior to this call, or you would have had to wait a minute.
Well, Jackie, I got to say, you know, every time we do a show together, you know, it's going to be lights out. Yeah, I miss you. I love you. I can't, like, and again, the last time we've done the show, it feels like 100 million years, but you know, when we do a pick show, it's going to be something funny. Because, I mean, that's just, we have fun on the show.
Well, like, of course we have to have fun. We always have to have fun.
but the big thing is that, you know, and this is from the heart on the air, everybody listening live. Like I said, the last time me and Jackie did a show, I can't think of the last time, but ever since then, you know, being the awesome person, the friend she is, she's got me through some things, personal things. And Jackie, I definitely want to, you know, thank you for that, because we all go through some rough times. I've been going through some huge difficulties since last time we did a show together. But you know, I just want to say, you know, thank you for that.
You are very welcome. No thanks necessary.
So we got, of course, Jackie, we have the freaking, it's the 32nd annual Royal Rumble, 32 freaking years.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to remember which ones I went to live.
Well, they had 2004, what, one Roman Reigns, one in Philly. They booed him, and I think Rock had to come out and help him, I think. Attempt to get him over. Roman Reigns won the one in Philly last year. It was in Philly last year. And, of course, Shinsuke and Asuka
last year.
Yeah, you were there. So did we do a pick show last year, or was it, we did it like a day before in advance? Or did we even do one last year at all?
I don't think we started doing the pick shows until, like, you know, more like Mania time. Because I was at the Rumble last year. I was definitely at the Rumble last.
And then you're going to be at WrestleMania this year, but you know, Jackie, I know I got to say I'm broke. So we had a big WrestleMania this year, but you deserve. I mean, you work hard, and you know, good things should happen to good people. I'm glad you're going to WrestleMania. I mean, you got to get me a shirt or something though.
Yeah, come hell or high water, I'm going to WrestleMania. I gotta, you know.
Right.
Even with all this shit going on, I'm going to WrestleMania.
Yeah. Well, and the biggest thing of all, you know, we're all here for you. Like I said, I know you're going through some tough times too, but you know, it's just the only thing you can do is just leave it in God's hands. And I'm sure you've heard that a lot, but that's the only thing that you can do. But I mean, we all love you and just wish that things get, you know, better and good. I mean, it's from the heart.
Thank you. And I'm trying to push for that too.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, if you're listening live, me and Jackie just talked about it. 32 years of the Royal Rumble. The first one was actually the first Royal Rumble. Actually, the first Royal Rumble. Everybody who knows this was not on pay-per-view. It was on the USA Network. The first ever, which the first one actually, Hacksaw Jim Duggan won the first ever Royal Rumble. So, which, you know, Hacksaw, and I think, matter of fact, the Royal Rumble was Pat Patterson's idea.
And WrestleMania was a let's test this out.
Yeah.
The first ever WrestleMania wasn't pay-per-view either.
The first WrestleMania wasn't on pay-per-view, and the first ever Royal Rumble wasn't. I'm not sure about Mania, but the first Royal Rumble was a USA Network exclusive, special, whatever word you want to throw in there. But that's the way how now we're on.
Yeah, Mania, I'm not sure either, but I know it wasn't outrageous.
Yeah, it wasn't the first Royal Rumble. The first WrestleMania though, that was a big hit. That was Madison Square Garden, New York. Was people opening their eyes like, Vince is on to something here.
Yeah, it's Pro Wrestling Super Bowl.
This Pro Wrestling Super Bowl now, you get the pizza, the wings. Me, I'll have my Fig Newtons there, chocolate milk, you know how I do it. But everybody. You don't like Fig Newtons?
No, I don't like Fig Newtons.
You don't like Fig
Newtons? Remind me to never come to your house for a pay per view.
Oh, man. Yeah, yeah. Everybody knows Fig Newtons
and chocolate milk.
Fig Newtons and chocolate milk. That's the man's WrestleMania snack. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Well, I was thinking about the Royal Rumble, the first one. It was on USA Network. Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and like I said, me and Jackie was talking about it. It was Pat Patterson's idea. Hey Vince, let's just try this out. And boom, here we are, 32 years later. You can watch. Jackie, it's crazy how times have advanced. We can watch the network on our phone now. It's just crazy how – it's just insane how times have just – we have so much an easy access to wrestling now, WWE, I guess you can say.
Yes. Wrestling in general.
So, yeah, and independent scene as well. So, matter of fact, how did you do the – you had the cup,
the Brody
the
cup.
Show. How did that turn out? The Brody Cup, yeah. How did that turn out?
It seemed to be very, very successful, and it's on Fight TV.
Nice, awesome.
Anyone can watch it on Fight TV, and it's pretty. There, it's definitely something for everyone. It was impressive.
So, when will Spike TV be re-airing this?
Fight TV.
Fight TV. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, check out Jackie on this, of course. Do not want to miss it. She said it herself, a very successful event.
Hey, Destiny.
Get your Destiny. Like I said, you want to go on to Destiny, check out Destiny for the Brody Cup. And actually, it was a very successful event, too. So we have big show.
Nakamura's
on. Don't give away the results. He's on a pre-show, so I'm not even going to talk. That's no point even talking about that. But you know what, though?
Why
Royal Rumble
Nakamura's
is
on the pre-show.
How sad.
Nakamura
to me, that's sad.
On the freaking pre-show.
How sad is that? And one thing, and you would think, even though he's on the pre-show, he's probably not even in the Royal Rumble matchup. He's probably not even in it.
I bet he is. He's got time to recoup, and it's Shinsuke. So
we definitely have a big show. Of course, we were talking about tonight's Royal Rumble, the first ever Royal Rumble.
Oh, it is Shinsuke versus
Rusev.
Yeah.
US title. Well, you know what? You know, Jackie, just do this. While that match is on, you pick that match right now.
Oh my God, you ought to see Lana. Holy crap. I'm straight, but she's hot. Oh my God. Holy shit. Ty, man, you gotta be seeing this. And her little micro red mini and halter top. Holy crap.
Of course I'm missing it.
I say Rusev retains this one.
We're going to do it out of nowhere because me and Jackie normally don't pick the pre-shows, but we're going to pick Shinsuke. But I'm going to say Shinsuke, to me, he's since he lost the belt, he's buried. I mean, the guy won the Rumble last year. Now look where he is. I love Shinsuke, but I think Shinsuke Nakamura loses his chance to get back his United States title against Rusev.
I mean,
plus, if he has Lana.
Just turn on the pre-show to see Lana. Oh, my God.
it definitely seems like it seems like Lana's the winner here. So since Rusev has the hot Lana in his corner, Rusev, to me, he retains the U.S. title at the Royal Rumble, of course.
Yeah, jeez. I mean, holy shit!
She's,
wow.
Jackie's she's definitely taking by Lana. But we're talking about tonight's Royal Rumble, of course, at Chase Field, the first ever Royal Rumble to be held outdoors on the WWE Network, as well as pay-per-view, both Raw and SmackDown. We all know, of course, will be a part of the Royal Rumble. So, of course, me and Jackie, we're going to go do what we do best, and we're going to talk about every match happening at tonight's Royal Rumble. We just picked a random, of course, pre-show match, of course, with Shinsuke Nakamura and Rusev, United States title on the line. I'm picking Shinsuke, as much as I love him too. I don't know where we're going with Shinsuke, but I don't think he gets back. I'd be really surprised if he won it, but Jackie's giving us also some on-air commentary too, so she may tell us what happens. But for now, I'm just going to say Shinsuke Nakamura does not win back.
I'll get ready to lose again.
Oh, yeah, he'll definitely probably lose. Like, Shinsuke Nakamura to me.
I meant you with the picks.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll probably lose. So, of course, first we're going to do this all the single matches first, and then we'll pick our Royal Rumble winner for both the men's and the women's. So, of course, the way I do it is I'm going to go just talk about a match, and Destiny, she'll give her delivery as she always does, and she'll pick who she thinks will win this match. So I'm going to start off with this first match, and I'm going to go with the WWE Championship belt on the line on SmackDown. The champion, Daniel Bryan, goes up against AJ Styles.
Daniel Bryan. He seems to have that dirty edge. And it's like, I mean, AJ's starting to turn, but I think Daniel Bryan's still a little, I think he's going to retain.
I'm going to say this.
I love
this,
AJ,
to me,
but I'm saying.
Yeah. Jackie's going to say Daniel Bryan, fickle. How would you go? He says fickle. Fickle. Because I think it's taking place on his yes chant. So I'm going to say, you know, this has been a while since I've done this. This has been a while since we've both done this. I'm going to agree and say Daniel Bryan, he retains the WWE Championship belt only because something's in store for both of these guys big at WrestleMania. Remember, we're definitely around WrestleMania season. So I'm going to say Daniel Bryan, he keeps his title and he retains over AJ Styles. He may cheat or do something. Interference, you never know, but I say Daniel Bryan retains the WWE Championship belt over AJ Styles. And we're actually agreeing. Oh, my God, we're actually agreeing. Next up, of course, we have – let's go to the other title match. Originally, it was supposed to have been the big man, Braun Strowman. I think Braun Strowman's been dealing with some injuries, but we all know he wrecked Vince McMahon's limousine. Vince said, you're pulled out of the match. So they got Finn Balor up against my boy. I know Jackie's going to say barf. My boy,
yeah.
Finn Balor, up against Universal Champion Brock Lesnar.
God, I could only pray that Finn will win, but God, I doubt it. I want Finn, but I hate to say, like, Brock is going to win.
She said it. She said it. She said she. And we all know Jackie. She can't stand Brock Lesnar. I love the Beast. And she said it. She said it. She actually said it. Brock retains his WWE Universal Championship belt. I mean, to me, of course, Finn, he'll get his shots in, but this is going to be a massacre. I mean,
massacre. No, not a massacre. I mean, Finn is like freaking lightning. Massacre. It's not going to be like this crazy Suplex City shit. Oops, excuse me.
Yeah, sorry.
I guess you're allowed to swear on a podcast, right?
Anything goes on between the ropes radio. I mean, anything goes. That's all we do. We can cuss it up. We can have fun. This way we do things here on Between the Ropes Radio. And of course, if you're listening live right now to the show and you're watching the Royal Rumble pre-show, call in and talk to me and Jackie at 646-716-5926 because we are talking about tonight's WWE Royal Rumble. 32 years, baby. 32 years. It's
32 years.
Still going strong for the Royal Rumble. And of course, it's the second year, the first ever women's. That's happened last year, I'm sorry. But this is the second year in a row they have the women's Royal Rumble, which that's going to be interesting too. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. Now, of course, we talked about Brock Lesnar, Finn Balor, Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles. This one's going to be interesting. This next match, of course, we have. I'm glad she won the belt. I was crying right along with her when she won it. Asuka, SmackDown Women's title on the line against the man, the badass, Becky Lynch.
I love them both, but it's Asuka's time. Asuka's time to shine. I'm giving it to Asuka.
This is where
I think Asuka's going to retain.
See,
like
I don't
you said,
know
it's Mania season.
It is Mania season because, see, I'm all about twists and turns. What can happen if this person ran out? What happens if she does this or she does that?
I can give you a million twists and turns. I mean, Becky loses to Asuka, and somebody came up with this one last night. I like this one. Becky loses to Asuka. Well, she's the man, so. She gets into the women's battle royal, the women's Royal Rumble, and she loses. But then the men's Royal Rumble, she takes out R-Truth, and she comes out number 30 and wins the men's Royal Rumble.
How freaking insane would that be? Because she is the man. I mean, Becky Lynch. I mean, she drunk a freaking nasty protein shake with New Day.
That's somebody else's angle. I'm going to give that angle to them.
Yeah.
I don't actually.
Me and Jackie, we've agreed twice already, and this doesn't happen a lot
because,
here on the show.
Because of Charlotte. Charlotte and Becky have not gotten even with Ronda yet for tipping that ladder and cost to them. So I'm picturing WrestleMania is going to be a triple threat. Charlotte, Becky, Ronda.
That would be, I got to say, we all know Jackie's just like, freaking the way I missed Lana. I got to go back and watch it, but Lana's looking good. How good would that look?
Oh my God,
Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch versus Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte Flair. But that would leave who do you think would, of course, Asuka, she would hold on to the title until Mania. Who do you think that person would be to step to Asuka?
Well, I don't know. Unless they made it.
But we have to talk about that. We got to talk about the women's
Royal Rumble. Unless they did like a four-way dance. But then you'd have to. Ronda would be the only one from Raw, though.
Yeah, she'd be the only one from Raw. But, I mean, we'll go through the. We have the women's Royal Rumble match, so that's going to be a big indication.
Or, might not
of
even,
who,
or maybe it won't even be anything like that. It would be like maybe a six-way tag, Ronda and her team. Or somebody was talking about this horseman thing, this horsewoman thing.
I was about to talk about that. That's something I've been hearing too. I mean, Ronda Rousey bringing in her girls from, of course, you know, the UFC, her fighting
MMA world.
Yeah, MMA world. I mean, that could be another factor too. But of course, I got to do my pick. I'm going to agree with my girl Jackie on this. I'm going to say Asuka. She keeps the title up until Mania. Because they just can't. Asuka, she's just too good to be losing the belt. this early. So we've agreed on three matches already. What the heck is going on tonight? But, hey, anything's always a first. We'll disagree on something. I mean, we still got our Royal Rumble picks coming up. And, of course, we're going to continue.
We disagreed big time on Fig Newtons, okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did disagree on Fig Newtons. I mean, without a doubt, I love them. Jackie thinks they're blah, but, hey, Fig Newtons, man, it's just they're so good. I'll probably have them tonight for Royal Rumble. Now, we're going to continue with the other match for the Royal Rumble. We're talking about Raw. We're talking about the champion, Ronda Rousey, going up against Sasha Banks.
Both girls are badass, but I think Ronda is a little more badassier.
Yeah.
Badassious?
Yeah. I like that word.
Yeah, badassier.
Badassier.
Ronda retains. Yeah. I think Ronda's going to retain.
I mean, nothing against Sasha Banks. I mean, I'm glad that. It's been a while since Sasha Banks has been in the title picture. I'm glad she's getting that time tonight at the Royal Rumble. But I've said it before. I can see Ronda Rousey being undefeated for the next 2 years. Tonight, Ronda Rousey, too much for Sasha Banks. And I'm agree with Jackie on this tonight that Ronda Rousey retains her Raw Women's title over Sasha Banks. And, of course, we have a tag title match. And this match, to me, this tag team combination has heel turn written all over. I don't know which guy's going to do what. We have this combination of The Miz.
Okay,
the Miz.
Like Rusev's going to – Rusev lost because he knocked Lana off the apron and he paid attention to Lana, and then Shinsuke kicked him in the back of the head and rolled him up. Shinsuke won.
New United States champion, Shinsuke Nakamura. I was wrong. I said he got the belt, so he got the belt back.
Yeah,
right?
it was kind of a screw finish. Lana got – he sidestepped and Rusev plowed right into Lana and knocked her off the apron.
If you haven't watched the pre-show, your new United States champion, Shinsuke Nakamura. That's first time on Tuna Rose Radio.
Technically, that just took Lana out of the Women's Rumble.
Yeah, Shinsuke Nakamura. Well, you remember? Remember Shinsuke Nakamura? He won the belt. He kind of snuck and got Jeff Hardy. That's how he won the United States title from Jeff Hardy. So, hey, we all know Shinsuke Nakamura. If he's going to take every chance he get, he's going to get the belt. So that's just what he does. I love Shinsuke Nakamura. He got back his United States champion. I mean, I wish it had been on the main card, but that's the way they do it. But, Jackie, this next match, is strange. This is a strange tag team combination. We have this friendship of The Miz and Shane McMahon going up against The Bar, Sheamus and Cesaro, tag team titles of SmackDown on the line. How do you see this one playing out?
Miz and Shane for the upset. I mean, you got to remember, if I was Sheamus and Cesaro, I don't know how I would feel about beating up the boss's son.
I think sooner or later, the Miz and Shane, I could see this. This has 1-on-1 WrestleMania match written all over it. I don't know when it's going to happen. I think that's what they're setting the seeds for.
Okay, I am watching the pre-show. Breaking news, John Cena will not compete in the Royal Rumble.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
He can sit and have Fig Newtons with you.
Hey, John can chill with me. Well, actually, he probably won't have any. I'm stingy with my Fig Newtons, but that's breaking news. John Cena will not be in tonight's Royal Rumble matchup. Did they say a replacement?
Not yet, because it doesn't look like Lana's going to be in hers either after that hit. But I say Miz and Shane.
Miz and Shane, I'm going to say that as well. I'm actually going to agree with Jackie on this, that Miz and Shane become the new WWE SmackDown Tag Team Champions. But you know they'll win the titles. Just wait for some dysfunction between these two, and maybe at the next pay-per-view, they'll lose, and they'll fight it out at WrestleMania. So don't rule this out. I see WrestleMania matchup between these two, which I think it'd be a really good match.
Oh, I definitely.
I,
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 no.
I, Yeah, I think it'd be a good match. But me and Jackie, we're agreeing it all up tonight for all these matches. Now we got all the single matches out of the way. Now we got the two big ones next. We have both Royal Rumbles to pick. So we are going to start with the women's first. So, I mean, there's a lot of names here, but if you want, I could pick out the top names who we think we're going to win. If you want to do it that way, that's the way we normally do it on the show anyway.
Yeah, do it that
okay,
way.
Okay. Yeah, so some of the big names for me in this match, of course, we have Ember Moon, Natalya, Bayley. I mean, looking at Nia Jax, Charlotte Flair, of course. They're the big names. You got Naomi in there, Alexa Bliss. She's returning from Action Season. So, those are the names that stand out to me, are my favorites, too. And another one, Ruby Riott, which I love her, but that's another name.
So, whoever wins the Women's Royal Rumble gets to choose whatever champion of their choice, or does it have to be to their brand?
Whoever wins, they could choose either champion of either brand.
Okay. So, we got Ronda. We have Becky. Does Alexa come back for the surprise and want Becky? Or does she want her title back from Ronda? And then you have Nia Jax in there. Oh, this is horrible.
this is a hard rumble.
You're gonna go with powerhouses. It's gonna be Nia Jax or Tamina. I mean, they're gonna clean house. It's gonna, you know. But maybe Alexa Bliss. I'm gonna say Alexa Bliss.
I don't know what is going on tonight. I don't know with the juice I've been drinking. I've been drinking the agree with Jackie juice, but I'm gonna say as well, my dear. Since Alexa Bliss, we haven't seen her in action in a while. She's back, and what big way for her to make her big return is to win the 2019 Women's Royal Rumble. I too say Alexa Bliss. She wins tonight's Women's Royal Rumble because, like I said, her short stature, she can hide in the ring. We all know Alexa Bliss can. She's a good heel. You know, she uses that to her advantage to hide anywhere and trick people. And I think she uses her her psyching people out to her advantage to win the Women's Royal Rumble. I agree. I say Alexa Bliss gets it.
Okay, we agree. All right.
I don't know. The only thing we disagree tonight on is fake news. I don't know how Jackie doesn't like fake news, but we'll talk about that later. But now we have the Men's Royal Rumble, and this is a big one. I'm gonna read off some of the big names. Speaking of big names, we got Braun Strowman up in it, Randy Orton, we got Rey Mysterio Jr., we got of course Baron Corbin, my boy Elias is in it. We got Samoa Joe, Bobby Lashley, Dean Ambrose is in it. Seth freaking Rollins, and last but not least, Drew McIntyre. Some of the big names, many big names.
Braun, so he can go up against Brock finally. Since it was taken away from him tonight, Braun's going to get that shot at Mania.
The first time tonight, guess what? I'm going to disagree on that. I say Drew McIntyre, my winner of the Royal Rumble. Drew McIntyre gets it. This man's insane. The guy's just an animal. Drew McIntyre, the guy's hungry. He gets it done tonight in Phoenix, Arizona. Your 2019 Royal Rumble winner, Drew McIntyre. We disagreed.
Well, I'm just saying because Braun's ticked off because he was supposed to go against Brock tonight. So he's going to come in there and tear it down.
I'm sure he will.
But even though it's like I don't mind staring at Drew either. So that's good. I like your scenario.
It's true.
But we got
Drew by Bobby Ray. But yeah, I mean, Strowman and we all understand his time is due to finally get some WWE gold, the world title gold. But it's Drew McIntyre to me. It's something about this guy. But Jackie's going with the big man, Braun Strowman. I'm going with the other big man, Drew McIntyre, to win, you know, these Royal Rumbles. And Jackie, that's it, 6:30, boom, just like that.
Wow.
just like that.
So you're gonna get a big player, big moves now.
I'm getting my pizza, my fig news, and my chocolate milk. So I'm gonna work out tomorrow. So yeah, so I'm definitely my Royal Rumble night is set.
Yeah, we got a big pile of. What are we eating? A big pile of crap. I mean, there's Daniel Bryan would be very upset with us. there's chips, there's dip, there's candy, there's chili dip, there's pizza.
It's definitely going to be a crazy Royal Rumble. Me and my girl, Miss Destiny, of course, we picked every match, our Royal Rumble winners for tonight's WWE Royal Rumble. Don't forget, live on pay-per-view, as well as always, the WWE Network. And Jackie, as always, thanks for being on the freaking show. Much appreciated.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
Of course, everybody enjoy the Royal Rumble tonight. I say this to everybody, including Jackie. Everybody be safe. God bless. Love yourself and love others. This is your boy Ty Asbury. Me and Jackie, we're out. Royal Rumble 2019. Jackie, have a great night, my dear.
Between the Ropes Radio.
Take care. Huh?
This is your boy Ty Asbury. Royal Rumble. Take the show tonight. And it's also Destiny. I'm your boy Ty Asbury. Have a great night. Enjoy the Royal Rumble.
We in the culture for all the news and incredible style. No other podcast explaining it now. This is the show of the dreams, information for all. We here to speak the truth for you. You know I'm winning, y'all. Go between the ropes. Nothing else will come close.